George Contos joins us on KMBR 680. Good to see you back again.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
So how did this call come? Of course, there was an injury in the night game, and you're, I think, at Salt Lake City at that time, if I'm not mistaken. How do you get the call? What time is it? And what happened coming back up to the Giants?
Well, we were actually at home in Fresno. We were playing Las Vegas.
I was close.
Yeah, exactly.
No, in Salt Lake City is where the guy's ear got bitten off. I'm sorry. That's Olivo and Guerrero.
Yeah.
Let's get back to reality here. Okay, you're in Fresno. The call comes.
Yeah, we're in Fresno. It was actually during the middle of the game. I got called in the dugout and was told that I was coming up here. And, you know, as unfortunate as it is that, you know, the circumstances of why I'm here, Casilla is a very variable part of this bullpen. But you know what? I'm glad to be back, and I'm hoping to contribute any way I can and throw some meaningful innings and do well.
Yeah. George Contos with us. The call comes, and, I mean, luggage, clothing, you know, with the logistics, so everyone gets to understand what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I got the call. I went inside, showered up, packed my bag, and then went back to the apartment and packed enough stuff for, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. And then, you know, got to the airport at about 4:30 the next morning.
Wow. Now, you say to the apartment. Do you rent an apartment month to month or week to week, or do you have a lease?
No, I mean, there's a lease. They're very lenient with us down there. They know that at any given time we could be called up and have to be taken off the lease. So whenever we're called up, they work with us very well with those apartments down there. So it's pretty easy to get out of that situation.
All right. George Contos is back with the ball club. I did the show that night, and you clearly were, the one to come up. You're a veteran. You've been through the World Series. But then your numbers down at Fresno, maybe the earned run average in the Pacific Coast League. But as a reliever, one or two games can skew that number. But three walks, 35 or so strikeouts. That, to me, looked like you were throwing well.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I've been trying to do down there is just is throw strikes and attack hitters. And I've always been a guy who, when I'm pitching my best, I'm challenging hitters and attacking hitters. And that's when I feel like that I'm at my best. And, you know, the things have been going well. I've been getting guys to miss hit the ball and not hit the ball on the barrel. And I've been getting a lot of swings and misses. So everything's been working in my favor lately.
Up here, it's a slider. And when you're going well, that slider is really going well. In the big leagues, it's not forgiving when it's not going well. How is the slider, in your opinion, how are you throwing the slider now?
You know, it's as good as it's ever been. You know, I'm throwing it a little bit harder. The velocity is a little bit harder on it. But, you know, the break is the same. It's got that downward break, and it's sharp. And I've been getting swings and misses. And I think the fact that I've added a couple pitches this season has really helped take a little bit of the pressure off the slider.
All right. George Contos, as I said, Barry Zito should have bought him a car for all the games that George picked up for Barry Zito in the playoffs. George, what other pitches have you picked up that we can look for?
I started throwing a cutter, and I switched my grip and my mindset on the changeup that I had been throwing. And ever since I did that, it's been a huge pitch for me. It's something that, along with my sinker, moves away from lefties. So it's something that's been really helpful, and you know, it's been great so far.
All right, so you're back up here in the big leagues now. We know what you have to do in Fresno. How do you get situated up here?
You know, the most important thing for me when I'm here is just doing what I need to do on the field. You know, off the field, that stuff all works out. I have a bunch of teammates that I'm close friends with that if I need to, I can crash at their places for however long I need to. So, you know, right now I'm in the hotel over here on 2nd and Folsom, but, you know, hopefully I'm here for the long haul, and I can get situated here for the rest of the season.
All right. Looking at the ball club down there, and, of course, I get these shows and injuries and, you know, all these decisions have to be made. I'd start talking about a couple of the hitters who jumped out at me. Tell me a little bit about Adam Duvall, who's off to a heck of a start down at Fresno. What do you see with him? Third base, first base. Give the fans a little scouting report on Duvall.
Duvall's been doing great. I mean, the guy's definitely got power. When he hits the ball and he squares it up, even when he doesn't square it up, it goes a mile. I mean, he's got pop to all fields. Yeah. He can pull the ball. He can go opposite field. I mean, he's going to be a fun guy to watch. I think he needs the repetitions in AAA right now, but when he's ready, I think he's going to be a guy who can come up here and contribute.
Yeah, I thought if they bring up a hitter, maybe he would be the one that to come up. How's the glove for him? I see 7 errors between first and third. What do you see?
I mean, I see a guy who, you know, he works hard, he plays hard. You know, sometimes with the fields down there and the ballparks that you play in, a lot of it is dry climates and it's windy and the ground is rock hard. And, you know, sometimes even the scorekeepers aren't really on your side down there. So as far as the glove goes, I mean, he's made all the plays behind me, so I have nothing but great things to say about him.
Okay, George Contos filling us in on some of the minor leaguers down there, some of his teammates. Joe Panic, and I've seen Joe from the day he signed right through two fall leagues and everything else, hitting the ball well. What do you see with Joe Panic?
For his young age, Joe is a very good hitter. He knows what his approach is at the plate. He doesn't try and do too much. He hits the ball where it's pitched. He has no problem going the other way. He's going to be he's a professional hitter. He's going to be a good hitter. I think he needs the reps as well. But he's a guy who, from what I can tell so far, doesn't let the game speed up on him. He's a guy who plays the game well, and he plays the game right, fundamentally sound. So I think he's going to be a good addition to, you know, the Major League club whenever he's ready.
Yeah, I like the walks versus strikeouts, and that's something he's had from day one, which I really like the way he hits. How about Heath Hembree? That name came up over the week as well. How's Hembree doing?
You know, he's doing well. You know, he's still doing all the things that he's been doing well the past couple years. He's throwing his fastball. He's got that fastball with good life to it. You know, he's still working on his off-speed pitches. He's got the slider and the changeup that seem to be coming along well. So, I mean, he's mixing everything, getting his work in down there and doing well.
All right. So do you let the family know? A nice call to everybody. Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, you know, I got the call and I went inside and texted my dad. I'm like, I'm going back with the big club. And, you know, whenever you're going back to the big leagues, it's always an ecstatic moment. You know, it's something where a lot of people never get one time in the big leagues. And I've been fortunate to, you know, this is parts of my fourth season now and won the World Series. And, you know, circumstances out of spring training sent me back to AAA. But, you know, now that I'm here again, I'm glad to be back and I'm ready to work hard and, you know, get back to putting up zeros.
You know, you have a great attitude, honestly, for someone who went through a World Series and numbers get caught up and you end up going back and now you're here again, but there's no bitterness at all.
I mean, if you get bitter at this game, the game gets bitter right back at you. So all you can do is work hard wherever you're at, and these things have a way of working themselves out. You know, it's you know, the good thing is after this season, I'm out of options. So hopefully, you know, hopefully I won't be in the situation again. But while I'm in it, all I can do is have a good attitude, and wherever I'm at, throw the ball to the best of my ability. And when you do that, things have a way of working themselves out.
Yeah. Good for you. Nice to see you back. I hope it goes well. All right, George, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.